Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. MasterCard is beginning a technology shift to shepherd consumers away from passwords and toward biometrics on their mobile devices. The recently introduced MasterCard Identity Check is a suite of solutions that leverages advanced technologies to prove a consumer's identity and simplify online transactions. It's among the innovations the world is seeing in biometric payment technology. Bob Reaney is Senior Vice President of Identity Solutions at MasterCard, where pilots just wrapped up in the U.S. and the Netherlands enabling online payments using biometrics in place of where shoppers might have previously used passwords.
And the offering is multi-layered and it's multimodal. And what I mean by multi-layered is we have a lot of tools in our security toolbox. We know about device identification and geolocation and forensics and analytics on behaviors. So you take everything that we already have and you add another layer on top of that, which would be a biometric authentication. So you get the stuff I just talked about plus the biometric, and that's really the tool that we call Identity Check Mobile. And what I mean by multimodal is every biometric has a strength and a benefit, and there's probably some use cases or times where they're not the greatest. And they all kind of vary. So we don't believe in just one biometric modality. We like to be able to plug in more as technology advances and give choices to both our banks and consumers. So the current implementation that was through the pilot had features of voice recognition, facial recognition, and accepting a fingerprint reader on a certified phone. So those were the three modalities that we are offering now, but I can tell you that there's a lot of other stuff out there, and we'll go through another round of enhancements probably in Feb or March, where we will at least be piloting some other modalities that are emerging. Some things around the eye are very interesting. Facial recognition technology is advancing from two-dimensional to three-dimensional, and there's other scenarios too, so we have a very open mind. As far as what we're looking at next, obviously, in addition to continuing to enhance this multi-layered, multimodal product, we're looking at wearables. Wearables is a really interesting thing for us because even though we think the biometrics is fantastic and we've had great results in the pilots, we also think that there'll be scenarios where people don't want to do anything to authenticate themselves. They'll want to put their watch on in the morning or their wristband. They'll authenticate themselves once and they'll walk around all day and things will just happen. Their car doors will unlock. Their PCs will get logged onto and they'll buy stuff. And so the wearables is the next wave of technology that's a little bit further out than adding the modalities. That's kind of first. And then we're still continuing to pilot and work on the wearables.
One takeaway from the pilots is that choice is a good thing. If your finger is wet or greasy or bandaged and the fingerprint biometric doesn't work, Reaney says another easy option should be available, like facial recognition.
Those are the two modalities that people seem to like the most is fingerprint and face. We know that enrollment's important, that when you're enrolling in the service and for the first time taking an image for us to create an algorithm to create a value from, that is an important act, and we need to make it easy for consumers to understand, hey, you know, I don't want to be able to see the picture on the background of the wall. I want to fill up the frame with my face. So things like how you make the guides and all that for enrollment are things that we have learnings around. But choice is important. Face and fingerprint seem to be the two prevalent preferred technologies. Voice is more of a specialized thing that we need in some use cases, but not really preferred.
Advancements in biometrics and the growth of wearable technology are giving rise to the gradual departure of passwords. Reaney says he's working for that day.
MasterCard came to that conclusion a few years ago that passwords were actually inhibiting our business. So there's all kinds of issues with passwords. There's too many. They're hard to remember. There's too many different rules. And consumers just hate them. What had to happen was widely distributed technologies that could be used that were safer and simpler. And that's where the phone as a device has become so important because the smartphone penetration is great in many markets. And any phone can do a picture. Any phone has a microphone and can do voice. And many phones, and more in the future, will be able to take a fingerprint. So, yeah, two things that kind of converge. One of them is passwords suck and people are fatigued. The other one is there's a nice substitute product that's at the tip of their fingers at this point.
As for how Rini sees biometrics working with payments in the future, well, the future is already here in the Netherlands. After the MasterCard pilot ended there, the bank was so happy with the results that it continued offering biometric purchases for its customers. Here's how it works.
You go onto a merchant website and you decide to buy something. You hit the pay button. And at this point, you will never see this as a consumer, but there's a message that goes from the merchant through MasterCard to the bank that says, hey, somebody wants to buy something here. At that point, we would have taken that message and caught it and sent a notification back to the person's phone saying, hey, are you really trying to buy something? So you press the button on the website, magic happens, and suddenly your phone pops up with the screen and says, are you trying to buy something from L.L. Bean or whatever? And at this point, you're dealing with your phone and you're saying, yes, I do intend to buy something. You press the phone once to say, yes, that's me. And then it says, hold your phone up. You hold your phone up to your eye level. You blink your eye. You never press another button. The blink triggers the fact that the consumer is verifying themselves and that they're alive. And then we do a quick facial recognition match and we give the approval. So really what's happened is the consumer pressed pay on the website. There was an alert set to their phone. They verify that they're buying something and they blink their eye. So you kind of just blink and buy. It's really that quick.
In this case, the cardholder that clicks the pay button on the website has already signed up for the bank's mobile biometric payment option. It's only being used for online purchases right now because that's where fraud is the biggest problem. But Rini envisions big changes in brick-and-mortar stores, too.
Password replacement, either on a PC-based e-commerce transaction or even an m-commerce transaction, is stuff that we're already doing. And, you know, that's part of the business that's growing as far as percentage of transactions that occur over the world. There's some other ways to use it, too. We actually, with our system, support for a tap and pay, kind of an NFC transaction. You know, NFC means near field communication, but it's when you put your fingerprint in it and then you open up a wallet, more or less, and the wallet then can communicate to the POS terminal. So that's another scenario where biometrics in general can be used to do it. And then there's future stuff where we think will be really kind of cool, but way kind of a way out there, just so we're clear on that, is when we get rid of checkouts in stores kind of altogether. And I think that day will come slowly because there's a lot of things that have to change in the store configuration. But, you know, at some point you'll walk up to a grocery store and you'll grab the things out of the aisle and you'll be able to check out without having to go through a lane. And we call that in-aisle shopping. And obviously biometrics, at some point, they won't have a clerk there. They'll need to verify your identity and check you out. But that's more the store of the future than today. So right now, we don't need the merchants to do a lot because there's already a protocol. We get billions and billions of these transactions where a merchant will, to try to prevent fraud on an e-commerce transaction, we'll send a request up to their bank, the bank from the cardholder, and say, do you know this person? And right now, the cardholder would be presented with a password, right? The merchant, all they do is make a request, hey, do you know this person? And instead of messing around with the whole password thing, we can put this biometric app between really the MasterCard and the issuer and the consumer. So the merchants really, all they have to do is say, I need help, basically, which is a transaction. And then good things occur. And we're using the existing infrastructure in the world. Some markets, you know, this happens almost every single e-commerce transaction. We're using that infrastructure, and we're not really requiring a big merchant change.
Rini says MasterCard will launch biometric payments in North America sometime in 2016. U.S. financial institutions will be able to participate in MasterCard Identity Check by the middle of the year, and a global expansion will follow in 2017. Rini expects these initiatives will dovetail nicely with the EMV rollout in the U.S.
The bad guys are always going to go down the path of least resistance, right? They're going to do the easy thing to scam people or take, you know, money out of the ecosystem. In the past, one of the easiest things in the world you could do was take a magnetic stripe card and counterfeit it. And so that was a source of a fair amount of fraud. To fix the card fraud, you get an EMV chip, and now that is not easy to duplicate, and it's cost prohibitive to do. So there, all that counterfeit fraud goes away almost overnight. But unfortunately, the bad guys, they're going to double down their resources in the card not present or the digital online space. And so it's very important in the market that is closing up that channel for card present fraud to the card not present fraud, which you're not using your card, it's an e-commerce or online transaction. It's very important to have an answer there, or what you're going to see is fraud not going away but moving. I want to kind of come back to that layers and that there's no silver bullet. The technology has to be used with other things. You wouldn't want to just do biometrics by itself. You have to use all these layers in order to really make a secure system. And just as important as secure, it's simple. So we can use it where consumers don't have to make a lot of changes and they can just do something very relatively easy, but we have layers and layers of information to help them be safe when they're online.
Rini says look no further than MasterCard's pilot in the Netherlands for proof that password fatigue is real. Volunteers had no qualms about using biometrics to make purchases. In fact, registration for the pilot maxed out within a day, and enrollment surged past the planned 750 participants. Thanks to Bob Rini, Senior Vice President of Identity Solutions at MasterCard. And thank you for joining us for another edition of the Regarding ID podcast.